Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our journey to the resurrection with a discussion on Matthew chapter 27, verse 24.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew chapter 27, verse 24. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." Have you ever met someone who refused to take responsibility for their actions, especially when their actions wouldn't place them in a good light? It's like the person who excels at pointing out the flaws of others but refuses to look at his or her own flaws. Seeking power over others and controlling the narrative seem to be their preferred course of action. Add in a vengeful heart, and it's a no-win situation for the accused. Unfortunately, we will encounter people like this example in our life. History reveals human nature at its worst and at its best. We can read accounts in the annals of time of those historic figures who were bent on power and control, which brought about destruction. Then we can read about those who stood for freedom but still suffered. Yesterday, Carol discussed the crown of thorns placed on Jesus' head, pressed down and pierced into his skin. Jesus, the innocent one, stood before a crowd, motivated by fear of losing their influence over the people. So they reached for power to gain their end goal, which was retaining their control over the people. Today's verse places us in the middle of Jesus' second appearance before Pilate. The elders and chief priests presented their accusations of Jesus' wrongdoing, but Jesus, as we know, kept silent. This amazed Pilate. By this time in the trial, Jesus had appeared before the Jewish council, taken to Pilate, then to Herod, and back to Pilate again. Jesus' first appearance before Pilate can be found in Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. Pilate sent Jesus to Herod to avoid deciding what to do about Jesus regarding the Jews' accusations. But Jesus refused to speak to Herod, so Herod sent him back to Pilate. Pilate knew the Jews wanted to kill Jesus out of envy, but he also knew Jesus was innocent of their accusations. To legally kill Jesus, the Jews needed to accuse Jesus of promoting himself as king in defiance of Caesar. They desired to make Jesus appear like a dangerous revolutionary. But when Jesus appeared before Pilate for the second time, he was bloodied and beaten, and he didn't look like much of a threat. History reveals Pilate as a cruel, ruthless leader who valued raw power and was known for being unkind to the Jews. He also knew that during the Passover, it was customary to release a prisoner. The Bible reveals in John chapters 19, verses 6 and 8, along with Mark chapter 14, verse 18, that Pilate found no guilt in Jesus. This fact prompted him to give the Jews a choice of who they wanted to set free, Barabbas or Jesus. Barabbas was a notorious revolutionary who committed murder during an insurrection. While Pilate sat in the judgment seat, he failed to give justice. In Jesus, he saw strength and dignity. He saw a man at peace, and he had already declared Jesus' innocence, but he also saw the great envy of the Jews. The Jews manipulated Pilate by getting the crowd to push for Barabbas to be released. Crucifixion was abhorrent to the Jews, but this was their only way to get rid of Jesus. Pilate, out of character for him, bended to the people's will, more afraid of men and their riots than the eternal God who was capable to destroy both body and soul. It really wasn't enough for Pilate to say he found no fault or that he found a clever way to get Jesus released. Instead, he washed his hands as a symbol of his own innocence for sending an innocent man to the cross. Pilate's greatest mistake was compromising what he knew to be right to gain the crowd's favor. Washing of the hands doesn't excuse a person from guilt when wrong has been done. We must back up our beliefs with bold and proper actions, which is what Pilate didn't do. However, Jesus did. Pilate is remembered as the ruler who tried to excuse himself from his part in sending Jesus to the cross. He cast the blame on the Jews for Jesus' spilled blood. Pilate acted uncharacteristically because it was God's will for Jesus to be crucified to save a lost and sin-filled humanity. Jesus went to the cross for us because God wanted us to know him, love him, and receive his love. Jesus bore the pain and agony of the scorn, beatings, and death on a cross so that you and I might be set free from our prison of sin. Let's not be like Pilate who refused responsibility. We can acknowledge our sin and receive God's gift of eternal life today. Let's pray. Holy God, we come before you, recognizing that in and of ourselves, we cannot save ourselves. And yet, God, we're so overwhelmed by your grace and your mercy and what you suffered so that I could be set free from my prison of sin, from my living my life for my own way. God, I ask that you would just guide our steps, Lord, that you would stir in us a new sense of what you went through on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.